This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Black pro-life leaders are reacting to race being used as a defense for Kermit Gosnell, who is charged with multiple capital crimes against women and children. Prosecutors say the charges are merely prosecutorial lynching. Gosnell is a black man, and his Philadelphia abortion business drew customers largely from the black community. On party line votes, the U.S. Senate both affirmed the HHS mandate and rebuffed an amendment that could have led to the repeal of Obamacare. Senators also voted down conscience protections from the HHS rules. When the effects of the Affordable Health Care Act become clear, some say that these votes could affect House and Senate elections in 2014. North Dakota legislators are sending to the governor a personhood amendment to ban abortions there. However, some pro-life groups are concerned the measure might only entrench legalized abortion further. This is Life News Radio.
Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900, 800-550-4900.
An official with National Right to Life says a new mobile application for smartphones is illustrating how technology is rendering standard pro-abortion arguments utterly obsolete. Luis Zaffarini says WebMD Pregnancy not only delivers trusted health information, but its features also help expectant moms keep track of what's going on with baby. This has been Life News Radio.